June 20th, 1899. The love with which Saint Aloysius operated. It continues always in the same way. This morning, it seems that Jesus wanted to cheer me a little bit. After I had gone in search of him for some time, I saw a child from afar, like lightning that falls down from heaven. So I ran up to him, and as I arrived, I took him in my arms. A doubt came to me that it might not be Jesus, so I said to him, "My dear little treasure, tell me a little bit, who are you?" And he, "I am your dear and beloved Jesus." And I to him, "My beautiful little baby, I pray you to take my heart and bring it with you to paradise. For after the heart, the soul too will come." Jesus seemed to take my heart, and he united it so much to his own that they became one. Afterwards, heaven opened. It seemed that a very great feast was being prepared. At that very moment, a young man of lovely appearance came down from heaven, all dazzling with fire and flames. Jesus told me, "Tomorrow is the feast of my dear Aloysius. I must go attend." And I, "And then you leave me alone. What shall I do?" And he, "You too will come. Look at how beautiful Aloysius is." But what was greatest in him, which distinguished him on earth, was the love with which he operated. Everything was love in him. Love occupied his interior. Love surrounded him externally. So one can say that even his breath was love. This is why it is said of him that he never suffered distraction, because love inundated him everywhere, and with this love he will be inundated eternally, as you see. And in fact, it seemed that the love of Saint Aloysius was so very great as to be able to burn the whole world to ashes. Then Jesus added, "I stroll upon the highest mountains, and there I form my delight." Since I did not understand the meaning of it, he continued saying, "The highest mountains are the saints who have loved me the most, and in them I form my delight, both when they are on earth and when they pass into heaven. So, everything is in love." After this, I prayed Jesus to bless me and those whom I was seeing at that moment. And he, giving his blessing, disappeared.